please talk about your relationship with Shazier and when you saw what happened to him, what ran through your mind?
Well, I was lucky enough to coach Ryan as a freshman at Ohio State. I was a first-year linebacker coach. Great kid, great passion for the game, unbelievable family, his mom and dad, his younger brother. Got to know them very well, and then watched him progress and play, watched his success, watched his injuries. And then when it happened, you know, you're like, just it's a violent game. Ryan plays it violent, plays it physical, he plays it fast. And then you just kind of worry about, you know, his son, Ryan, you know, his wife, you know, and just really everybody. You know, when you have family and you have friends that play this game, you realize what can happen. And, you know, hopefully he'll be able to recover. But that's obviously part of the game.
How does the players know it could happen to anybody, anytime? How is it you play? How is it that does it cause you to think at all when you see something?
No,
like
I think
that?
The people, the guys that play this game, I think you're wired a little differently. I just think that's how it goes. That's how you become professional football players. The violence of it, you have to enjoy the speed of it, the competition of it. And so, you know, it's the reason people, you know, jump out of airplanes and they free fall or do whatever they do. I think you're just wired differently. And so when you get guys that play in the NFL, they're grown men that understand the risk of it, but the reward of it is so great because it's what you can't, you know, guys that are great players, they can't live without football. They can't live without coming to work and practicing and playing and competing. And so that's, you know, that's the downside of it.
What do you think about Devion's honor of being named to the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, well-deserved. You know, well-deserved and happy for him. You know, we got to get more of them. You know, we got to get more of those guys. And then so that's the goal, you know, is to get guys coached up that can perform at that level worthy of postseason recognition.
Like, I know Derek Newton's on the other side of the ball, but he's the Ed Block Courage Award winner for your team. What do you think about it?
Yeah, it's a great honor because it's voted on by your teammates. And so they see guys every day that have gone through struggle and come out better, have conquered whatever issue they may have. And obviously with Quiz and Derek, the guys see them every day and they see how much work and time they put in. So anytime you there's actually an award that's voted on by peers, I think you appreciate those.
Especially was a day for you when your son signed his national
letter. Yeah, you know what? I don't think we didn't do much. Everybody's like, "What are you guys doing?" I said, "I came to work, and Jen and him sat at the kitchen table and signed it at 7 o'clock." But it is cool that proud of Tyler. You know, I don't want to tell him that, but am proud of him for where he's come. You know, I mean, he struggled as a young high school kid, so he you know, switched schools midway through high school, and then you know got his grades figured out and got football figured out.
Your memories when you signed your NIL and all that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, I was 17. He's young. You know, he's a young senior, so I was young. And, you know, he knows he's got a lot of work ahead of him to play offensive line in the ACC.
Surprised today that the Pro Bowl so many guys go to announce where they're going, videos, going somewhere out.
I live that world, John, with recruiting. And so you play that game and you get caught up in it, and it's brutal. That it's almost embarrassing the things that you do to try to get guys to sign the NLI, which is part of the reason I'm here today in the National Football League. I do think, you know, just track them. I think we should just track that in 5 or 6 years and see how many of those guys that, you know, are five stars end up as pros. Some of them certainly do, but there's a lot of guys that are two stars, that are three stars, that grind through and develop. I mean, I don't even know what star Antonio Brown was, but I mean, you never see anything like this guy on film. Like, you just sit there and stare at it, and you're all of it, and I'm like, I don't even know how the guy ended up at Central Michigan. I'm sure there's a story behind it, but the development of the player that ultimately gets to the National Football League.
It's kind of amazing. Central Michigan, Watt was a two-star.
Same thing. And so they got good recruiters, and they got a good eye for talent.
With Jadeveon, he said, I think it was last week, that he still thinks that he's got
I mean, I would agree with them. I think we all have room for growth. We all have room for improvement and self, you know, development. I just think that he can continue to improve on things, improve on pass rush. And, you know, hey, they're going to double team you. You're going to have to work on ways to beat double teams. Just like Antonio Brown, you look at him. He's figured out a way to beat double teams. They double team him every play.
You said a little earlier in the season, talking about JJ and his production, that it's not all about sacks. It's not all about statistics.
Right.
Disruptions. Do you think there's a little bit of that with Jadeveon? I mean, 9 sacks and, you know, 20 tackles for loss is impressive. Not that it isn't. It's just, do you think that maybe there's some of his impact is underappreciated because it doesn't show up in the box score?
I think he's a disruptive player, and I think that if you tracked the time that he is a disruptive in a run game and somebody else gets a tackle for loss, I'm sure there's a lot of those too, where he doesn't get a stat, but I'm sure that there's disruption and made the ball bounce and bubble, took two blockers. I'm sure there's a lot of those.
How much do you think it
– Oh, you go ahead. Don't give way to John.
How much do you expect their offense to be different, or do you expect to be different without Antonio?
A lot of skill, a lot of speed. The line, very impressive. Ben runs the show. Le'Veon Bell, special back, very unique, very elusive. He's going to touch the ball 30 times. We understand that. So I don't anticipate a whole lot of changes. They got good players over there. You know, Bryant and Schuster. Certainly Rodgers or Bay stepping in, whoever's going to step in there at that third spot. Jesse James has become a reliable target underneath for him. And then clearly Le'Veon is going to be an issue.
What do you think are the traits of Roethlisberger that have allowed him to continue to play at this high level for so long?
Again, I think you're wired differently, and I think Ben is. I think, you know, you talk about development. I'm sure he developed as a quarterback and where he went in Miami of Ohio. But he doesn't. He's going to throw the ball. He's going to make plays. He wants to make plays. And he may throw an interception or two, but at the end of the day, he's going to trust his arm. He's going to trust his talent. He's going to trust what he sees, and he's going to he's worried about making the play as opposed to worried about not making it. And I think that's the mentality of great players. They don't worry about, well, what if this happens or what if I throw a pick? It's like, what happens if I throw a touchdown? Like, we're going to win the game.
You saw that with Brady early on. What is, the guys born with that in them, or do they have to be able to come?
I think there's got to be some of that in you, but then I also think that there comes a time in your career, probably early on, where you make a play, where you gain some confidence. You're like, man, I can't believe I just did that, and your confidence level grows. You know, to have faith in a system or have faith in a person, you have to kind of do it. It's had to have happened. And so maybe early on in his career with the Super Bowl and the guys that he had around him, you know, maybe he made a play. You know, maybe he hit one in there to Hines Ward, and then everything just took off from there.
Can I ask one more related to that, please? From what you've seen of Watson, if he gets in those situations next year, can he be that kind of guy?
I think that from the plays that I've seen Deshaun make in the games that we've played with him, I would imagine. I mean, the play's never over. I mean, he believes that he's going to score. You see the scramble ability, the play extension. That's tough to defend, at least, you know, from our standpoint. Thanks, guys.